We ran 10% ethanol this year and seemed to go quite smoothly. Now we're jumping to 100%. What is the what's the system now to go? When will you start testing? Do you have any testing program with the Honda people, and what's the plan at that point?
Yes, we do, actually. Obviously, the first stage of the transition to 100% was to run the engine on a dynamometer. That has occurred over the last 2 or 3 months very successfully. There's been absolutely no issues at all actually running the engine on 100% fuel-grade ethanol. In parallel with that, we've been checking, obviously, our existing cars and the compatibility of the fuel with our current fuel systems, etc. We found no issues there whatsoever. The current fuel systems will adapt very easily to the change of to 100% fuel-grade ethanol. A couple of small issues that we've had to, or adjustments, are not even issues because it's been a fairly seamless transition, is that the change to 100% ethanol, actually we get more heat rejection into our water, so that we've been checking our cooling system on the cars with the current fuel at the moment to make sure that we can address any additional heat in the cooling systems. We know that we can do that with no changes to the current systems. One of the interesting facts is that we probably will have to reduce our fuel tanks for next year because we actually get much better economy than we currently do with methanol. We haven't decided on the final size of the tank yet because we've got some on-track testing within the next month to finalize the full specs of the car for 2007, but it's going to be a relatively simple and painless process, frankly.
Great. So within the next, you would say within the next month, we'll have cars on track running 100% ethanol?
Oh, absolutely, certainly. On at least two events or two tracks, we'll be running the cars with 100% ethanol.